Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, March 20th. I am joined again.
Back to back.
Back to back. By Nick, my buddy Nick.
Yep.
Who just got back from South Beach, which I'm very jealous. Haven't seen nice weather in fucking months.
75 degrees, man. Beautiful.
Must be nice.
On the beach. I sent you some snaps. You were like, all right, please stop.
Yeah. I was all three off. Of you. All three of our friends went, or four. Every time they hit me up, I just said, fuck you. Don't talk to me. I don't talk about it. They're all posting like in fucking order. You know what people do? Like when girls go out, they all post the same picture. Where, I mean, you guys did that. Everyone's on the beach. I'm over here sitting, freezing my fucking ass off, wearing layers.
Yo, one of my friends down there, she goes to the U, and I went to high school with her. She saw my Snapchat and she goes, you're on the beach? I was like, yeah. It's 70 degrees out. I'm like, yeah. I've been in 20, 30 degree weather since fucking Thanksgiving.
I know. It's like people in LA, it's like 60 degrees there. They're all like wearing winter jackets. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yo, it's crazy.
They make no sense out there anyway. Like they wear beanies. It's 90 degrees. What are you doing?
Like, it's damage.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't understand. Sorry. Yeah, I need a skateboard, wear a fucking beanie to be cool over there. I got an arcade machine. If you follow me on social media, you know that because I posted it everywhere because I'm super proud of it. But it's either the dumbest or the best purchase I've ever made.
I already got a high score on a game.
Yeah, he does. 1943, the plane game. But I haven't heard of half of these fucking things, honestly, but it's pretty sick. But it weighs 200 pounds, and I ordered it, and it's a curbside delivery. So, which basically what that means is you're fucked once they drop it off. Because
That's so messed up. They don't even help you.
No. Well, they offered a service to have it like brought up to your place.
Okay.
$600. I was like, blow a dog. You're not getting $600 from me for that. I was like, I'll haul it up there somehow. And then, so I had a plan. They told me they were coming from 9 to 3. And I was like, okay, so I could just, you know, whatever. Marco and Boss said they were going to come over at 12 to watch the tournament. So I was like, oh, they'll probably be here around 12. They're in New Jersey. This guy showed up at 8:47.
Wow.
I was fucking pissed. He's like, yeah, I'm outside. I'm like, oh, God. I had to get dressed real quick. I went downstairs.
Dude, that never happens that they show up
ever.
Before the time.
Oh, my. Dude, forget about it.
About 90% of the time, they'll show up about 15 minutes before they told you. Yes. Like 2:45, they'll show up.
Do you remember? I recorded a vlog for when I moved into my old place, and we were waiting for IKEA. I got there at 10 a.m. I was just sitting around in an empty apartment.
Oh, yeah,
they were coming from 10 to 2. They showed up at 1:47,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that was it. I was there with you.
And I was like, oh, my God. But these guys showed up early, so it was just me and him. And the guy was like half my size, right? He was like 4 foot tall, which would make me 8 foot tall. No, but he was like 4 foot tall, this little guy. He had a workout belt on. I was like, okay. And he gets this thing off of the truck, and he puts it down on the sidewalk. And for whatever reason, I was like nervous to ask him, but I was like, I have no other like choice here. And I was like, dude, listen, if I give you $100, would you help me bring it upstairs? And he goes, how much? I was like, $100. And he's like, all right, cool. So I was like, sick. So then he gets a strap. You gave me a hand truck.
Yeah, yeah.
So we put this thing on a hand truck. First, we had to open it. It was in this big ass like box or whatever. So we take it out and we put it on the hand truck and we get it up just like the stoop stairs, because the place I live at now, it looks like a brownstone on the outside. So there's like 10 steps or whatever. So we take it up those stairs with the hand truck. And then he just goes, no, 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 no more, no more. I was like, what? And he's like, we can't use this. I was like,
so no hand truck.
I was like, so the reason why this thing was invented, we're not going to use it for that. He was like, no. I was like, okay, sick. He takes a strap, right? It looks like an airplane seatbelt. And he puts it underneath, and he makes me like, basically, I'm picking this thing up by, there's a strap underneath. He's holding one end, I'm holding the other, and I'm lifting it, and he's like guiding upstairs. It's 200 pounds, and I haven't been to the gym in months, so I have no idea how.
Well, I told you should just, you know, let go, just give up.
Get it to the top of the stairs and just be like, okay, push, and just let it fall on me.
I meant on the gym. Just don't work out anymore.
Oh no, I'm done. I'm done with that. Forget it. Especially if I'm doing videos on the internet. They see me from like, you know, the chest up. You wouldn't even know what that bottom half of me looks like. It's a disaster down there, guys.
So you're at the bottom of this thing. So you're basically holding the whole...
the weight, yeah. Basically. Because the guy asked me, he goes, you strong? I was like, I don't really know how to answer that. It's like, I don't know. Like, it depends what you mean. Like, I can't bench 315. All I said was, I think I'm stronger than you. And then he's like, okay. So he puts me in the back and I'm pushing this thing. And it felt like it was going to tip on me. Like at points, like I had to bend my spine. I was like, oh, stop, you know? And then at one point I had to lift it 3 stairs at one time. I still don't know how I did it, but we got it up.
Yo, your stairs are the worst because that one angle to turn.
Yeah.
We got lucky because that one apartment downstairs, the door just randomly opened. So we got a chance to actually go into the apartment right. And then turn.
Yeah. So, but this was a disaster. So we got this thing up 1 flight of stairs. And then, so how it works in my building is there's a flight of stairs. And then when you get to the top, there's 3 doors. One of those doors is mine. And when you open it, there's a little hallway and then another flight of stairs. And then you're in my living room. So I get it into my apartment, like in the hallway, and it's not fitting around the banister. There's just not enough room to make the turn to go up the stairs. So me and this guy try, he goes, you want to pick it up? In my head, I'm like, I'm not fucking, are you crazy? I can't lift 200 pounds over my head. I'm not fucking Hercules. So I was like, I don't know why. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'll try. He lifted this thing. It almost crushed my skull into the wall. Oof. Like, it came back and the weight hit me. I hit my fucking back on the door. Like, I just, like, hit the wall. But we tried to get it over the banister, but it wasn't working. So I had to hire a fucking moving company. And that was nice. So I ended up, I mean, I gave this guy $100 for not getting it upstairs. Like, we got up 1 flight of stairs.
Should have given him 50. You got it up to half the
job. That's what I wanted to do. And be like, yo, you got it halfway. I'm going to give you $50. But, I mean, one, I didn't have $50. Like, I had a $100 bill and I wasn't going to cut it in half.
Yeah, videos must be nice.
Oh, sorry. I have a $100 bill. Like, everyone doesn't have that. But I didn't want to get into the conversation because he was going to start going off about me and, you know, whatever. Now he knows where I live. But I had to hire a moving company and they got it upstairs. The guy who came was the strongest guy I've ever seen. One dude, like, lifted it high as fuck. And the other guy just guided it upstairs. I was like, yo, you guys are the strongest people I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, so that was a nice, pretty penny. But now I got it. It's in the living room. It's all good.
It's dope.
I was playing Pac-Man today. Galaga.
Like I said, I already got a high score. You didn't even know one of the games. You're like, yo, that's a bomb. And then it was a power-up and just blew up everything.
I was like, yo, don't get those. Those are bad. He gets it. He starts shooting like 10 bullets at a time. I'm like, all right, you got to get those. stock up on that shit. Fuck. All right. Before we get into topics, let's just knock this out of the way. These are supposed to be fucking mid-rolls, and these people are just getting premium 8-minute slots. I should be getting paid more because I'm fucking greedy, right? All right. So anyway, the first one we got is MeUndies, which, by the way, I think I've said this before, but I've officially done it. My entire underwear, like, arsenal is MeUndies because I got a bunch for free. And I just threw the rest out. I totally retired boxers.
I got my pops set for Christmas using MeUndies? Your promo code.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And they have subscription plans. I mean, I got to open up this fucking thing here so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. But here we go. MeUndies, elevate your underwear game to the next level. Okay? You perfected your wardrobe. No, I didn't. But what about the stuff not everyone gets to see? Only the lucky people get to see that. Interesting. MeUndies are designed in LA and made from sustainably sourced micromodal model, a fabric 3 times softer than cotton. I mean, dude, they're briefs. They're soft as fuck. It's just, it's a win. And you're getting money off. Okay, just do it. If you want underwear, get this shit. And if you're not ready for a subscription, because you can get a subscription plan, and you save money and time with that. But if you're not ready for that, that's okay. You can still save. So go to MeUndies. MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first pair. Just use our special URL, MeUndies.com/basement, and get 20% off your first pair. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer, and you deserve it. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/basement. If you want to just throw out the rest of your underwear like I did, it's totally fine.
My pops did the same thing, but he never wore, you know, he's old and Greek, so he wore like the tidy whities.
Banana hammocks.
Yeah.
Yo, my dad used to walk around the house in underwear that was supposed to be like tidy whities, but they were loosey goosey. It was like, I was like, Dad, I could see your ball. Like, just put your fucking ball. Just get tighter ones. They were definitely like from the 80s. Like, he just kept them. Just like,
held them down.
My dad's probably never bought socks or underwear in his entire life.
Same
probably
ones.
Just waited until Christmas to get, like, to hopefully get one. And then that's it. But that's what that guy does. Anyway. The next thing we got here is motherfucking my mom's favorite, Blue Apron. Blue Apron, if you sign up, they will send food to your front door. Well, ingredients. They'll send you ingredients. I mean, food. Same shit. What's the difference between that? I don't know. But it's all pre-portioned, and they give you instructions on how to make certain things. You get salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apple. So we got nice shit here. Spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. I mean, I wouldn't eat that. Don't fuck with shrimp, but sounds good if you're into that. But yeah, I mean, this is just good. I mean, I have Blue Apron, and it works for me because I just started living alone, and I don't know how to food shop. That is a skill I have not mastered yet. I go out, and I'm like, I went to the, I'm really good at getting snacks, like things you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah, I opened up your drawer. I'm like, yo, you have anything like not junk in here?
No, bro, I got Skittles. I got Pringles and fucking cookies, you know? And I have eggs, though.
Gotta have eggs.
Yeah, you gotta have that. But yeah, if you guys want some Blue Apron, definitely sign up. It comes out to less than $10 a meal, which is a steal, and it's like a gourmet, if you will. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement. All right. Now that that's out of the fucking way, we can have a chat here. So anyway, I was on the internet, and this thing popped up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's kind of old, but you've probably seen it before if you're, you know, regularly on the internet. But there's this trend in Asia where it's like underwear that chicks are wearing that makes it look like they have a camel toe, which I don't understand.
I've seen it. I saw it like as a meme. Someone that put it up, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like... Are we like, I mean, I'm assuming this is for like, you're trying to attract a dude, because who, I don't understand like why else you would wear it. And I don't even understand the attraction either. Yeah, it's not like I'm walking around like, oh, she's got a dope pussy.
Yeah.
I'm down. I don't like it.
You know about puss.
Yeah. Like I'm not staring at that. You know what I mean? Push up bras. I get.
Yeah. Yeah. That's different though.
Yeah. Like those are out there.
And that's also like, you're looking close enough to the eyes where it's not creepy. If I'm looking down at your vagina, that's kind of
it's like, dude, what are you looking at? Yeah. I'm not even wearing a belt or a cool belt or anything. Like you're just staring. And this thing, it's wild because I mean, they have different colors. Also, it just looks like regular underwear. And then it just looks like,
it's like you're wearing a cup. If you're a dude, like you'd wear a cup. Yeah, the way it's,
except there's just like a line down the middle. But I just don't get it. Like, who are they attracting in Asia? It just makes it look like you got like a moose knuckle in your fucking pants, which I don't even know. Like, but are guys attracted to that?
Yo, not at all, dude.
I just find it like, if I see someone with a camel toe, I don't go, oh, dude, that's so sick. I go like, yo, this fucking girl's got a camel toe. What an idiot.
I don't even
pull your fucking pants out of your vagina, dude.
I don't even make it an issue. Like, I don't even acknowledge it, kind of. I'm just like,
yeah, I've maybe seen two, three my entire life. How many people have, you know, I thought that was retired. I thought that was like an old thing. Like, no one gets camel toes anymore.
Like you said, I've never seen a girl and been like, yo, she got a camel toe.
I'm about it.
I'm in.
Dope pussy, dude.
Yeah.
But, yo, I just don't understand.
What about, I feel like, I was in South Beach this past weekend. And yeah. Chokers. Girls that wear chokers, what are your thoughts on them? Because I feel like
it's making a resurgence. Like girls are like they're into chokers now.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like that kind of came out of nowhere recently, though.
Yeah,
like, it just out of nowhere, every girl's wearing a choker.
And but it used to be correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but it used to be like kind of frowned upon, because I mean, I associate chokers with like freshman year of high school. Like girls would just like wear them like all the time, and I was like, cool, whatever. I mean, it was like I don't know. To me, it's like,
what does it?
It
like,
just reminds me of like a 16-year-old chick who's like drinking Bacardi on a party bus. That's what I think of chokers.
But does it mean anything? Like, is the girl? Because the guys that I was with, they said, "Oh, yo, it means that she's down. She's a freak." And I'm like, "No, that looks dumb." I can't. I saw one. It was literally about an index finger, like thick. It was the weirdest shit ever. I thought at first it was, you know, like a
bandana
or something.
That's a scarf at that point. Yeah, if exactly. It's that thick, it's a scarf.
But yo, I just, Like, I've never seen a girl wear a choker and been like, yo, I want to get with that girl.
Like, yeah, what is this? So we got chokers. We got this thing you stuff in your pants to make it look like a dolphin's mouth between your legs. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. And what does that mean? She wears a choker, so she's a freak. That is the dumbest. You can tell that that theory was made up by a guy because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, the people that listen to this lovely podcast know the guy that actually told me that. That was a med.
That moron
swore by this thing. He's like, yo, I mean, she's a freak, yo. I'm telling you. No, there's no way that that's
dude,
what it means.
I don't think anyone's ever done something like that. Some girl's like, you know what? I love sucking dick. I need to go out and get a choker so people could tell that I do that.
Yo, you like, remember what? The one time we went to visit Frankie in Connecticut and the one girl was wearing white pants? And what she told us about white pants, she's like, if a girl wears white pants and she's out, she wants to fuck.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, that's another lie. There's no way that that's true.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what that means. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, yeah, I remember her. And then another girl was telling me, like, there was a party she went to in high school. And, maybe that's what you're talking about. She was like, if you wear white pants to a party, like, you're trying to fuck a guy. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Isn't that kind of every party you go to? You try to
fuck a
ultimately,
guy?
Ultimately, no, not. You try to get with someone if you go to a party.
I mean, no. People would argue, like, I'm just trying to dance tonight. I don't want to get crazy. I just want to drink a Four Loko.
What if she wears a choker, this camel toe thing?
Ooh, and white pants. Jesus. She's got a dick in her back pocket then, I guess. I don't understand those like things. That was like tongue rings when we were younger.
Oh yeah, tongue rings.
When people had tongue rings, you're like, oh dude, she gives fucking gnarly head, dog. I'm like, what? No. What? First of all, I've never gotten a blowjob from a girl with a tongue ring.
Yeah,
have
me
you?
Neither. No.
No, we missed that.
We're definitely gonna get tweets about
it. I feel like we're too old though. Like at this point yeah,
it's kinda
like,
weird.
Who's 25 and's got a tongue ring? Someone's got it right now, like, fuck you. But I mean, I feel like that's, you know, that's a younger thing. Remember when dudes would get tongue rings? That was weird.
Yeah. I never got a piercing. You ever got any piercing?
No, but there was a short time where I wanted to get my ears pierced, and then my dad found out, and that was the end of that. He didn't tell me that I couldn't. He just like ripped me apart. Yeah, all right, with your fucking... Yeah, what are you getting next, dresses? That's what he does. That's what he tells me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, get your fucking... Get your earrings pierced. Get your ears pierced. Get your dress, your high heels, and your lipstick. I'm like, all right, Dad. It's cool, Dad. You wouldn't understand.
I never wanted piercings. I've wanted a tattoo before.
Yeah.
I've
wanted a tattoo, too. Yeah. But I'm glad I didn't get one, honestly.
Yeah, at this point now. I feel like if you haven't gotten your first tattoo by 21...
Yeah, it's just, unless, you know, I mean, my whole thing with tattoos is when I was younger, I wanted to get one, but I feel like I wanted to get it just like not for me, like for other people to just be like, look, dude, I got a tattoo. Isn't that sick? But
I'm bad. I'm badass.
Yeah, but it's like too much of a commitment to me. It's like a lot.
Yeah, dude, it's on you forever. I mean, now there's all this advancement with removals and shit, but I've heard that those hurt.
Oh, God, it's like a crazy...
And it costs more.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And you got to go, like, it's like a... You have to make trips. I mean, this is a personal thing. Like, I just don't... I'm not into, like, tattoos. Not that I'm not into it, because, like, if other people have tattoos, I like it. Like, I like...
Oh, yeah.
People have dope tattoos.
There's about three Instagram accounts that I follow of tattoo artists.
And yeah. It's
the
awesome.
Last thing on my mind now is to get a tattoo, but it's just sick, the designs.
Yeah, I just don't have an appreciation for like that on me, nor do I think I can think of anything
that you care about that much.
I would put it on
that's
me.
Another thing. I feel like that represents you. Like you're gonna put your favorite team or you know something in your language or some shit or your country. Like one of my cousins has the entire Greece, all of Greece, like on his back.
What?
Yeah, mad Greek. For sure. But that's
the whole map.
That's something that symbolizes you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just a personal thing. But I fuck with tattoos. I like them. I forgot what I wanted. I wanted to get one on my forearm. And my mom's like, you know, if you get that, you're never gonna get a job. I was like, Ma, I just dropped out of college. Like, I'm not getting one anyway.
I've always wanted one on the inside of my bicep. I wanted the NY.
I feel like that hurts.
Yeah, I've heard that that's the most. I got really close to getting one, and then Spam actually told me because he had gotten one.
Yeah.
On the inside of his bicep, and he said that the skin is so sensitive over there.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the worst there and on the side of your ribs.
Oh.
So when I heard that, I was like, yeah, no shot. Talked me out of that right away.
But it's like, you know, the only thing is like, I hate to talk shit about tattoos because I don't want to like, I just feel bad. Like some people, like,
I don't think it's talking shit. It's
I'm not talking shit. No, it's not for me, but it's like when I'm talking shit in the sense of what I'm about to say. Like when I remember a lot of girls were getting dream catchers on their ribs, like to the point where it's like noticeable that a lot of people had them. And it's like, do you just want to do you want to just be part of something so bad that you'll just get a tattoo of a dream catcher on your ribs?
All right,
then make up a meaning for it? Like, just try to fill, like, it's one thing if you get a tattoo and you have the meaning for it, but to get a tattoo because you're like thinking of a reason, like, what I'm trying to say is like, they didn't have a reason to get it. There was not a want. The only want was like, I want to show people that I have this. But then you're going to make up a reason for it. Do you know what I mean? There's a difference there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like they just make it up.
So
get a real dream catcher.
What about when people get names of like their girlfriend or their boyfriend?
Yeah, that's
rough. Now, I understand if you know, your wife or your husband, your kids. But like, I feel like a girlfriend, especially like, sometimes you'll see on social media, they'll be dating for 2 weeks. And it's like the date is in there. And you're talking about people our age, 25, 26 years old. That's like kind of high schoolish, you know, where.
It's even your wife. What happened to the Undertaker? Had Sarah across his neck?
Yeah, he got rid of that.
Yeah.
He got some like wild shit going on now.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
But it's just crazy. That's a big commitment. You'd have to start looking for
someone with the same name. Same name. Just to
be like, yo, I saw you in my
dreams. Like, what's your name? Jamie? How you spell that? J-A-I? Forget it. Never mind.
Oh, no.
It's got to be I-E at the end.
But yeah, like you said, tattoos, it's everybody's own thing.
Yeah. I don't even know, man. But yeah. Anyway, there was another thing that I saw on the internet, which was fucking interesting. Some woman, you reminded me because you were talking about how you just came back from Miami or whatever. Some woman recently had her headphones in on a plane and they fucking exploded in her ears.
I've heard that about one of the smartphones too, had that issue too.
Yes. She was listening to music and was asleep at the time. She heard a loud bang and she woke up and her fucking headphones were on fire and she burned her fucking face. But my whole thing is like, what the fuck's going on? Why is this shit exploding? The Samsung
That's phones, what it was. Yeah, yeah.
They were exploding. I just, like, how do you do that by accident? How do you make a phone and go, oh, this might fucking explode one day?
Now, do you think, because I think this is dumb. When you get on a plane and they stress out so much about having your, you know, powering off your device.
Well, here's my thing. I don't know the reason why.
But you gotta do it anyway?
Yeah,
I do the same thing. I'm up in the air. Yeah, I'm trying to have everything off.
Yeah, I'm not trying to interfere with the fucking radar or like whatever. I don't know.
There was an actor. I think it was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he refuses.
He's like, yo, I'm not turning it off. And they're like, you know, it's going to ruin with the...
I don't know if it's him or his brother, but one of them
refuses. I'm pretty sure it was one of the Baldwin brothers.
It is one of the Baldwin brothers. I'm not sure which one it is, but they refuse to like shut their phones off. But I mean, like, I don't know. What could happen? Fucking pilots up there. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're in a river. Shut your phone off for a second.
Are you hitting turbulence like what we hit that one time in Vegas?
Yeah, that was the scariest thing.
Every time I'm on the plane, I think about your reactions and the people behind us.
God, I didn't like that. Me and Nick were on a plane. We flew Spirit, which, by the way, don't fly Spirit.
Yeah, for sure. If there's anything you take away from this particular episode, don't fly Spirit.
Don't fly Spirit. It doesn't matter. I know it looks cheap. It looks nice. No.
Also, we're idiots because that was like in the beginning when we first started really going on vacations and we were like, yo, if it's cheap,
this is like my third flight ever.
And we connected flights to save, what, $70?
4-hour layover.
Yeah.
Sat in a fucking bar in the airport.
But, yo, the turbulence there.
My God, we were shaking. Dude, I was nervous about flying, but after that trip, it's like turbulence does nothing for me anymore. Like, it doesn't scare me at all because that turbulence was insane. to the point where it's like, now when we hit turbulence, I'm like, this is not turbulence. Yeah. We're just, you know,
we're just shaking. We were free falling for a couple seconds.
It was so scary.
At least it felt like a couple seconds, but
yeah,
it was no joke.
Everyone on the plane was like, oh, no, no, oh, whoa.
So, yo, let me ask you, what were the people next to this lady doing?
Which lady? That's a good question. Do you not, like, how did...
First of all, how do you not shit yourself when you hear an explosion on the plane?
Yeah, I would be, you know, shit would come right out.
Right away, mayhem would.
They would have to change me. I would have to go to the bathroom because I would be covered in shit.
Imagine having to get changed in that tight-ass bathroom, too.
Yo, but so I saw pictures of it, and her, like, sides of her faces were, like, black with, like, I guess, burns. They didn't look like really bad burns. Like, they were black. So I guess it was mostly, like, smoke. Because burns aren't black. They're, like, kind of flesh color. I mean, they are black, but, like, you could see... Whatever, I'm not going into the fucking details of it. But she was fucked up, obviously. Her fucking headphones exploded in her ears. I'm wearing headphones right now. If these exploded, good night.
Could she hear? Like, what was her...
No, I think she can hear still. It's just that she had burns all over her face. But I'm just like... First of all, how do you fuck up headphones... And cell phones.
Yo.
So much so, Samsung, so much so that when you get on a plane, they specifically say that. Please make sure to turn off your cell phones, especially Samsung. Those are fucking exploding in the back of the plane. Like, are you kidding me? Dude, recall them. Or if you have a Samsung, leave that bitch at home. How's that?
Yo, have you ever had headphones do that sudden static?
Yes.
And yo, I was doing that one time. Actually, recently, 2 weeks ago, I went running at Astoria Park with Espo. And all of a sudden, it happens to me, and I just start bugging out as if I'm trying to swap at a B.
Yeah.
And, you know, just imagine.
Swap. Swap,
swap. So I'm trying to swat at a B. So just imagine how dumb that looks, like, from afar, if you see just someone just trying to, like, get a fly or a B out of the way. And I was just doing that, and, yo, I couldn't hear for a little bit.
I know.
Bugging out. I was scared to put it back in,
too. Like, when your headphones get a little cracked, and all of a sudden, it's like, and you're like, oh, fuck. I don't like that. I have a pair of Beats, which was, you know, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever bought. Beat headphones. This was when I probably had $600 in my bank account, and I spent $300 of it on these fucking headphones.
You got those early, too, like when they first came out. I remember you gave them to me from one of my trips to Buffalo. You had given me the...
Wow, what a fucking idiot. Look how far I've come. I wouldn't give you a fucking...
That's a lie.
Piece of a post-it. I wouldn't, but yeah.
Even though I've given you most of the post-its.
Yeah, you have
post-it. The connects.
Oh my god. But yeah, I have a pair of Beats, and they're like all fucked up. I don't know how, but they like snapped, and they're all staticky every time you put them on. The fucking wires hanging out of it, just all.
And now now you're looked at weird if you have wires. Everything is wireless. Have you seen those new iPhone?
Yeah. I used to shit on people for the Bluetooths, which I still think are stupid.
Yeah, I'm not a Bluetooth guy at all.
Like, at least look down at the floor. Don't just keep moving like you're not, like pretending you're not on the phone and talking to yourself. I hate that. Like those businessmen. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Jim, can we get a 13? And you're like, what's up? I'm like, I'm not fucking talking to you. Like, oh, yeah, suck a dick.
Sorry, you're just looking at me and talking.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? I mean, we're from New York, so if someone's, if I can't see the Bluetooth, I just assume you're out of your fucking mind, and I let you go. No one says anything.
Oh, the worst is during the wintertime, you know, you have your hat over, like the winter hat, and it's covering. You think the guy's bugging out.
Yeah.
Just talking by himself.
I've said, what's up to, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 people in my life that had a Bluetooth, and they give you a look like you're a piece of shit. Dude, I'm like, you're fucking talking out loud in public. And you're looking at me.
And you have it hidden, too. Like, I can't even acknowledge that you have that thing on.
Yeah. Jesus. Fucking, oh, God. I hate that. It's dumb technology. By the way, did you hear this other thing? About some school. Some school fucking banned. What was it? They banned tag. At an elementary school in California.
Bro, they're cutting out physical education left and right.
The fuck is wrong with you people? They banned tag at a school in California, an elementary school, probably because some kid got tagged and fucking
fell
hit his
down.
Head.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking he was bleeding and whatever. The mom came up like, "This is unacceptable. My son's bleeding."
How'd this happen to little Kyle?
Yeah, how about fucking make your kid play a sport, get some balance in his fucking legs. He's just sitting on the couch playing his fucking whatever, Nintendo Switch or whatever the kids are playing nowadays. He's got no strength in his legs. Get him out there doing some squats, run around. He'll have some fucking balance. You get her playing tag, so you ban tag. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, think about this. We're 25, 26 years old, and we say, yo, the younger generation is never going to know what it's like to just go to the park. And dude, that's how we met, and all our friends pretty much met that way. We didn't have cell phones. And wow, I'm sorry, I feel mad old now saying this, but like we didn't have cell phones back then. And we would just know after we all got out of school at 2:30, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we were all at the park. Yeah. We didn't need to hit up each other. No texts, no posts, no tweets, nothing. We just knew. Kids don't do that. Dude, you drive by the parks now. They just built a brand new park. They just redid the park where we grew up. Looks beautiful. No one's ever there.
Ever.
At all.
Kids, are they there? They're, you know where they are? They're in the handball court playing handball, smoking cigarettes. Like, what happened? It's dumb. I tweeted about this. I saw it on Twitter and I tweeted it out and I was like, you know, is this kind of ridiculous that elementary schools are banning tag? And someone tweeted me and told me some schools banned running on the playground. Probably because some fucking little fat kid had an asthma attack or some shit.
Dude, that's what happens. One little incident, it's like sometimes it's a freak accident and then people just take that and run with it, and then before you know it, you can't do anything.
But that doesn't make any sense. Like, how are they supposed to learn or get in shit? Like, running's dangerous, so I guess we just won't run. Everyone just walk around. Or learn how to run. Like, it just sounds like lazy parenting. Like, your kid gets hurt, you're going to complain because he got hurt. If I fell down and I got hurt playing tag, my dad would be like, what's wrong with you?
You'd get made fun of. He wouldn't. Knowing your pops for sure, he'd.
Yeah, he wouldn't go up to the school like, my son has a scar on his knee that he's going to have for the rest of his life. You got to do something. Ban tag. No kids can run around anymore. Like, how you're supposed to learn. If your kid touched a hot stove, you don't throw the stove out. You go, don't touch the fucking stove because you're going to burn your hand.
Yeah, you learned your lesson.
Yeah, exactly. You don't just fucking throw the stove. Like, oh, the kid got hurt doing this. Let's throw that out. Make sure he doesn't do that anymore. What kind of fucking response is that?
Well, some schools don't even have recess anymore. They don't go out to the yards and just play around.
Yeah, just let the kids sit at the lunch table and get fatter.
Yeah, but give them iPads. Give them Candy Crush.
Give them this fucking food, this prison food. And just let them just scarf it down. This peanut butter and jelly that's been in a Ziploc bag for 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
It's in the freezer. Sure. We thawed it, and it's you know, it's good now.
Or that square pizza.
Square pizza.
It was fire, by the way.
It was fire. I still have some. I wasn't going to talk shit about it. I was going to say square pizza and then just move on. But now that you brought it, I was like, yo, shit. Yo, my mom in elementary school, she knew one of the lunch ladies. And she would hold a pizza for me. Because if you showed up late, you weren't getting pizza. Yeah,
that was number one. That was the filet mignon of elementary school.
It was.
That was the go-to. If you didn't get that, you were assed out.
Oh, it was so good.
It actually wasn't square pizza. Now it was like
it was a rectangle. It was like a rectangle, but it was like curved at the edges. I mean, if you want to get into, you know, shapes and shit, I want to get all fucking serious. But yeah, I mean, off topic, but I used to get a nosebleed all the time. In elementary school, now I'm thinking about it. Because now you're talking about the lunch line. Because you had to wait on this line. And if pizza wasn't there, you're not getting pizza. It's not like you could wait for it or whatever. You just weren't getting it. Which I imagine kids nowadays be like, this is ridiculous. My son needs pizza. God, I hate it. But I used to be standing on that line just randomly getting nosebleeds. Like I was a coke addict. Like I did blow all the time. So my nose was just
I never got a random nosebleed. But I know a lot of people that did just out of nowhere. Just get random ass nosebleeds.
I don't know why. I wouldn't be picking my nose or anything. I just blood would just start flying out of it. It's just random. Keith used to get nosebleeds all the time.
Dude, I remember one time.
We're a nosebleed family.
One time we were just playing Xbox at your house and you just
started bleeding.
Yeah.
He started bleeding like fucking Mike Tyson punched him in the face.
And then he got angry because he had to stop playing so he could go take care of it. He's like, oh, fuck this.
That still happens randomly. to Keith. But yeah, just going back, like, I mean, I wrote this down about the banning tag thing a while ago, but it was either this morning or last night, I forget, but I found this quote that JFK once said, and JFK said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be better men or stronger men." I don't want to fuck it up, which applies here. Okay. You don't make your life easier. Something's hard. Oh, son, that's too hard. Don't do it then. If it's going to make you upset. No, fucking figure it out. You're crippling the kids by banning tag and banning running. Who the fuck bans running? This isn't a pool.
That's what they say a lot of kids' issues are when they graduate from high school and then they go to college and then they graduate from college and they go into the real world because they've been pampered their whole time.
Yeah, you're just eliminating all the hard stuff. Oh, this is too hard. Oh, don't do it then.
Like, what's going to happen when your mom and dad can't walk you through that scenario?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be with you at the job interview, and then you're asked out because you don't know how to handle shit in life without having mom and dad there or whoever's your guardian walking you through everything. Dude, the same thing that you just said. If I was to fall down and I went to my mom, not even my dad. My mom is tougher when it comes to shit like that. She was, you know, get up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell him because you fell.
Yeah.
Tie your shoes better. Don't trip or some shit like that, you know? Yeah. I'm going to go there and complain.
Dude, it's really nuts.
Schools are eliminating youth sports. Like, you know how you would have like your school basketball team? They don't have that.
Yeah,
shit.
No one fucking plays anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I sound like an old guy. I'm 25.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I sound like an old dude. I sound like an old guy. Like, the kids nowadays, they don't know. But they really don't. They want an app. They want to play 2K instead of real basketball. Fucking.
Yo, my uncle told me this. He's like, think about when you were 10 years old. You would run out your house with no phone, no wallet.
No money.
Nothing. And you'd go right to the park. He's like, now kids at that age, they can't do any of that without like.
Their phone.
Yeah, their phone.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have anything. I would, and it was like a punishment to not go outside. You can't go out. I would be devastated. Yeah, yeah. Screaming, crying. Now it's like, you can't go outside. Yeah, that's sick. I'm just going to go.
That used to be
fucking on my computer, tablet, or whatever the fuck.
I know you're going to hate this when I tell you, but I never got hit when I was younger.
Yeah, you need that.
So my punishments were, I couldn't go to soccer. I couldn't go to basketball. You know, no practice for you that week. Or you couldn't go out to the park.
Yeah.
And that was worse for me because I loved it so much. I loved doing that hurt more. And I would sometimes, my mom would tell me that I would beg to get hit in order.
Please.
Like, please hit me. Please smack me so I could go to soccer.
Yeah.
Cause and she knew that hurt more by not going to that.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned my lesson.
Yeah. I mean, I got both, but you know.
The spoons.
Yeah, you're staying home and I'm smacking you in the face.
I don't know if I've said this story on here, but. The only time I got hit, I was 20.
Yeah, I never got hit at 20.
I came back from Buffalo after transferring home. Now, you know, I was dorming for 2 years, and you're on your own when you dorm. I don't see my parents. I was playing college football too. I didn't see my parents for 3 months, you know, from August to Thanksgiving. And then in the spring too, I'm away. So when I came home one time, I told my mom I was going out. I came back way later. The next morning, she chewed me out. You didn't call. You didn't let me know what you were doing. And my mom's awesome in the sense that she's never like up my ass. She just tells me, look, where are you going? You going to Joe's? All right, just shoot me a text when you get there, and that's it. Let me know in the next morning when you wake up, everything's fine, you know? But I didn't do that. And then what I said to her, I was like, yo, Ma, come on, let's be real. I'm 20 now. So she goes to hit me, and I grabbed her arm, and I was like, all right, listen. Like, that's not going to work anymore. She's like, all right, no problem. Yo, 3 days later, I came out the shower. She hit me so hard that I fell back onto my toilet seat. Smacked the piss out of me. She's like, yo, I'll beat your ass until I'm not living.
Oh my god, that's great. Yeah, I don't know, my dad stopped hitting me. I guess because we stopped being bad because we were getting hit. I don't know, like, I hate to sound like, I mean, I think I like, I'm trying to word this in the most politically correct way, but I can't because I feel like I'm all for hitting your kids. And like, not like hitting them, like, you know, using weapons or like really laying into them.
Yeah,
or
don't
like
that. Go AP, start grabbing.
Nah, yeah, don't, yeah, you know. But, you know, a little love tap. Like, yo, like the way you would hit a dog on the ass. Like, you're like, hey, you know, just like a quick little thing. Let them know that's not good.
I got an idea. We're both football fans. Have your kid run routes and just peg the shit out of him.
Oh, I already plan on making my kid just do push-ups. I know that's also like abuse, but like
have him do like strong. Like a 10-yard stop, you know, and just but throw it before he turns around, just pin him in the back of the head.
He's either gonna get a hit or he's gonna have great hands and go to the league.
Great awareness, yeah, for sure. It might pay off in the long run. You never
know. There you go. Yeah. I made you do push-ups instead. You gotta do 10 push-ups. You didn't take out the garbage, 10 push-ups. You didn't do your homework, 20 push-ups.
Kid's gonna be diesel at 9.
Yeah. Didn't do your push-ups, 10 more push-ups. There you go. Keep stacking them up. Fuck it. Make strong kids. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I just see a lot of that. Like there's a lot of kids, especially in like our neighborhood, or younger kids, and you could tell like they don't have really good parenting, and it's just like they're just misguided, and they just don't. They just think the world owes them, especially nowadays. Like the younger we get everything we want in seconds.
Yeah.
And that was never the case. And now it's just like it after living that lifestyle since you've been born, you get everything you want in seconds because of the phone, because of the computer, because your parents just want you to shut the fuck up real quick. Here, just
that's
give
another
them a tablet.
Too. Sometimes the parents just give in.
Yeah, they're like fine.
Yo, please just shut up.
Yeah, here, take this game and just stare at the screen for the next fucking year of your life. But after living that, you just become so entitled and you don't even realize it. You feel like I usually get everything I want immediately. So if I don't get this immediately, you know, then it's not good. It's bad. Or I'm not going to do that then. I'm going to give up on that. I'm going to try something else. And if I don't get that immediately, I'm going to try something else. It's like, dude, you got to just... I don't even know the answer. I probably sound like a fucking asshole. And there's probably older people listening to this going like, this kid doesn't know shit about the world. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I agree with you. I don't.
Yo, man, we have everything so easily accessible, like you said, and it's in our hands.
Yeah, it's.
Yo, one of my professors, I had a professor for sociology, and one of the first days of class came out, encyclopedia, yellow pages, old ass Apple desktop. Remember the ones you used to have on PS2, like the colored ones? And then he had a bunch of other shit, a calculator, a compass, a map. He's like, yo, you see all this stuff on the table? He's like, it's right here in your hands. He pulls out his phone.
It's crazy.
He's like, yo, you guys have it so easy.
Remember encyclopedias? Oh, man. I still don't know how to use one.
Yeah, I don't either.
It was it's like alphabetical order. It's like numbers and shit. I'm like, yo, I can't do this right now. It's like, please don't make me open the encyclopedia. My dad used to say it to me all the time. If I had a question about anything, it wouldn't make any sense. Dad, can I go out? Use the encyclopedia if you don't fucking know what you're doing. I'm like, okay, Dad. Thank you. Meanwhile, that guy, he can't spell anything. He used to do the crossword all the time, and then he would just be like, he would yell at my mom. First of all, my dad calls my mom John. I don't know why.
Your dad has called me Nick, I think twice, and it was both times I spoke to him on the phone like recently. He's like, hey, Nick, what's up? I was like, wait, is this the right?
He used to call upstairs, Bobby, Freddie, talking about me and Keith. Our names are Keith and Joey. I don't know who you call it. My mom's name is Elizabeth. He called her John.
John.
So he'd be sitting doing the crossword. Hey, John. How do you spell promiscuous? It's like, Dad, what the fuck are you doing?
He would call Dylan Josh, and he'd call Josh Dylan.
He calls Alan Greg.
Yeah. Yo, he doesn't call anyone.
He doesn't know anyone's name at all. Yeah. But he remembers everything. Like, he always used to yell at me about having a contact list in my cell phone. He's like, what do you need that for? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you gotta just remember it. It's like it's 9 digits or whatever the fuck it is. Whatever fuzzy said it's like 9 or 10. He's like, just remember it. What do you mean? I was like, Dad, I don't need to. I can just put the name. Just fucking remember. He remembers everything. He could get from here to Alabama and know every street how to get to where. I don't know how he knows it. I feel like he just studied a world map for fucking 5 years of his life. And that's how he knows that. Dude, but he used to yell at me about the contact list. He's like, he goes, what's Frankie's phone number? I'm like, I don't know. How do you not know? He just flips out. He hates technology. He has a flip phone.
Yo, I remember one time how he would randomly ask us questions that he'd hear on Jeopardy. And then if we knew the answer, he was shocked.
Yeah.
And I forgot what the one that was like 150% of like 200 or
something.
Yeah, some
shit. That was the one.
And he said that your cousin went to Notre Dame or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't know the answer. And then he asked all of us.
No, he said this. He goes, it's impossible. My dad's going like, you believe this asshole? Yeah. Impossible.
And then we would tell him the answer to it. And he was like, oh, coach. He called everyone coach also. Yeah, you would talk to him too. Yo, his dad, Joe's dad, is top five favorite people in my life.
He's great. All right. Let's wrap this the fuck up. It's been real. Guys. The new show is coming, the Basement Yard Show. You're going to get more details about it soon, but it's going to be very fucking interesting. Nick, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
LambVM10 on Twitter and Instagram. I have a sports betting and daily fantasy podcast called @DegenerationBets, @DegenerationBet on Twitter. If you're a wrestling fan, it's WrestleMania season.
Ooh.
@SquaredCircleJerksPodcast is the name of the podcast.
Let's go.
Our brown friend Frank and I run it @SCJPod
yeah.
on Twitter. And last but not least, Veterans Minimum.
Ooh, the sports podcast that we do. One of my favorite things that I do, honestly. Yeah, that is all. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.